When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to another edition of English Makes No Sense, the podcast where we have fun with the English language one lesson at a time. My name is SL Rockfish, but you know you can call me Sarah. And today we are going to learn some American sayings. American sayings, yeah, just five. I hope you enjoy this episode. Let's see what we should do to kick this off. Ooh, kick this off. That's an American saying. Kick this off means to get it started. Let me ask you a question. Do you like things that are at your fingertips? Like editing software, email features, or information? Everything is easier when it's at one's fingertips. At one's fingertips? Yeah, at one's fingertips means easily recalled or available. You can use it like this. I love this new computer program. Everything is at my fingertips. Or, the new condominium that we are moving into has everything at our fingertips. It's just another way to say things are right where you need them or readily available. What do you like to have right at your fingertips? Our next saying is ASAP. Hey, Sarah, that's not a saying. That's four letters. I know, but you have to say them together. ASAP. We say ASAP if we need something ASAP. It means you need it as soon as possible. As is the A, soon is the S, A, as again, and P for possible. For example, I need to go to the bank ASAP to get my loan. Or, Bill ran to work when his boss told him that he needed him ASAP. Have you ever had to do anything ASAP? Try using that saying. When you want something quickly, say, hey, I'm going to need that ASAP. Got it? I know, it's all four letters. It's not really a word. It's just ASAP. Go ahead, give it a try. When you need something ASAP, it is usually a big deal. A big deal. What if there is no deal at all, Sarah? Oh, you don't need to deal anything for it to be a big deal. What? Let me explain. In American slang, a big deal is something that is important. For example, my grandma's 100th birthday is going to be a big deal. We know that celebrating the birth of the couple's first child is a big deal. See, birth, big deal. 100th birthday, also a big deal. We use the saying a big deal when we are talking about anything important or exciting. The Super Bowl is a big deal in the U.S., even if you don't like football. The game is a big deal. The halftime show is also a big deal. Hopefully, both are not just important due to the interest, but they are a big deal in terms of excitement. We can use big deal in a negative way, too. We often say, don't make such a big deal out of something. For example, my brother didn't want us to make a big deal out of his 70th birthday. He didn't want us to make it too important or do too much for it. When we are trying to minimize something's importance, we say, it's no big deal, or, hey, don't make a big deal out of it. Whew, that's a lot of different ways to use big deal. Have you ever used big deal? What have you made a big deal out of? We are often blown away by things that are a big deal. Not sure what I mean? Have you ever been blown away by something or someone? Blown away is another American slang saying. It has nothing to do with the wind or a storm. No, my friends. If you are blown away by something or someone, it can mean you are surprised, shocked, or impressed by something or someone. For example, I was blown away by the range of the young singer's talent. Or, Bill was blown away by the amount of damage to his boat. In both cases, blown away means amazed or surprised. I was blown away when I received our tax bill. In this case, it could mean shocked. Have you ever been blown away by someone or something? Finally, let's learn this little American idiom. Break the ice. When we break the ice, we initiate or begin a conversation. For example, we break the ice to make people feel more comfortable. You can break the ice in the summer, the spring, the winter, the fall. It does not matter the climate. Let's try to use break the ice in some examples to bring it home. First of all, I decided to break the ice by introducing myself to the people in the meeting. Oh, what a great idea. Yeah, it makes people feel more comfortable. Let's say we have the same meeting. I could say, we broke the ice by having everyone tell the person next to them their favorite food. Oh, we began the meeting by having them, talk about something. So break the ice can be used to mean making a beginning or to initiate or start a conversation. We often break the ice with, wait for it, icebreakers. Yeah, icebreakers, one word, icebreakers, icebreakers. I personally am not a fan of icebreakers. Icebreakers in American slang has nothing to do with breaking ice. No, not really. Icebreakers are activities done at the beginning of a meeting or a seminar to help everyone in the group feel more at ease and feel relaxed. Fun fact, icebreakers often have the opposite effect. What? Yeah, it's true. Ask any teacher in a professional development meeting. They'll tell you icebreakers can make you feel uncomfortable. Let's try to pull all of these sayings together. Are you ready? When learning a new language, it is good to have resources at your fingertips. When you learn something new, you often want to try it ASAP. Maybe you have to wait and break the ice with someone so you can practice. It's no big deal. If you make a mistake or two, with more practice, you will be blown away by all that you can do. What? Come on, English. All right, we're going to read it one more time. Are you ready? When learning a new language, it is good to have resources at your fingertips. When you learn something new, you often want to try it ASAP. Maybe you have to wait and break the ice with someone so you can practice. It's no big deal if you make a mistake or two. With more practice, you will be blown away by all that you can do. Got it? I hope you do. Well, there you have it, my friends. American sayings with a little idiom thrown in to help you with your English fluency. Try them out this week in conversation or try to notice them while watching television, videos, or movies. I bet you will be surprised how often those sayings are used. Practice them and use them as often as you can so they start to sound familiar and become more natural to you. Got it? Until next time, my friend, do something fun, do something amazing, or, you know, do nothing at all. But whatever you do, have a great day. Peace, friends. And if you'd like more English Makes No Sense, check me out on YouTube at English Makes No Sense, Instagram at English Makes No Sense, that's all run together, TikTok at English Makes No Sense, and Facebook at English Makes No Sense. See the pattern? Peace, friends. Hope to see you there. One of the places.